This new Agriculture Department look at the cotton situation has the world producing a little less than had been forecast earlier, 16% less than last season, and world stocks dropping by 8% during the marketing year, but that doesn't seem to help the U.S. situation from deteriorating further.
We have a bit of a demand problem going on.
USDA's Outlook Chairman Seth Meyer says first you've got slow economic growth in many of our customer countries, plus low oil prices bringing the cost of man-made fibers down.
And the Chinese are holding a tremendous amount of stocks, and they've talked about a sale without saying the price and quantity of that sale. That really hangs on the market because nobody wants to take an action leading up into this unknown price and quantity movement in China. And China has these huge stocks, so they've reduced their own imports of cotton. And that's what's really holding this market back.
U.S. exports this season will drop 15%, and USDA cut its average cotton price forecast this year by half a cent, down to 59 cents a pound. It was over 61 cents last season, 78 cents the season before that. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.